New Country Z100. Frankie Ballard and A Hell of a Life at 8:43. Kent in the Country Morning Show. Cloudy skies today, high about 41. Right now we're at 38 at Z100. I tell you what, it is the most unrealistic reality show in all of television. I'm talking about ABC's The Bachelorette. That's right. One guy, about 29 women. What could possibly go wrong? Well, a whole lot. As Ari Leyendijk Jr., the race car driver, is finding out he is the bachelor. My wife and I, we watch it every Monday night. I know. Go ahead and judge me. I can take it. I check in my man card and I laugh my head off at these women and what they get to go on these dates and do and all kinds of fun stuff. Love of my life is on the phone line right now. Nurse Joy, good morning, love.
Good morning.
Well, I tell you what, there's always one gal on the show per season that drives all the viewers insane. And this year, I would just have to say, it's Crystal.
100% Crystal.
She thinks she's got this thing wrapped up and she's got Ari Leyendijk Jr.'s heart.
I think she thinks that, but last night was a reality check for her. I think she realized that there are other women and she is not coping well with that.
Yeah, she's not handling it well, and we'll get into the Crystal situation here in just a second. But I do want to start off today by saying there was a normal date. I mean, CN really impressed me. How about you?
Yeah, I was very impressed. She's kind of, you know, they've not really showed a whole lot of her until last night, and they had, you know, their one-on-one date, and it was a normal interactions, normal conversation. I think he was really into it, and she was really into it, and I really like her.
Then we go to the group date, of which Crystal was a part of. The group date, I thought, once again, was a little out there because they met some survivalists. What did you think of that group date?
I thought it was fun. I personally wouldn't want to do it, but Kendall really, she really did shine. Like, that was her element. I think she got kind of too Ari by being like that. You know, like, she just stood out from all the other girls, and I think they had a lot of bonding time there. I was really shocked she didn't get the group, you know, the group date rose, because I feel like they're both kind of goofy and they have fun. Like, I see them as a perfect couple.
Here's a quick question for you. If you were in a survivalist situation, would you eat an earthworm like the girls did?
Well, I'll tell you, I would much rather eat an earthworm than eat a maggot. And that was the second thing they ate. And there's no way on this green earth that I would put a maggot in my mouth ever.
Yeah.
Never.
Can you imagine taking a girl on a date and say, hey, you know what? After dinner tonight, we're going to go eat earthworms and maggots. You ready to go?
I'd be like, okay, see you later.
See you later, Charlie. On that group date, Tia got the rose, and that was critical because we all love Tia. She's from Arkansas. She's a Southern gal, but it made Crystal so mad. Did you notice that?
Yes, because Crystal had went to him and told him that, you know, that Tia and Caroline had been mean to her and they were hurting her feelings and yada, 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 because she doesn't know how to react. And whenever he turned around and gave Tia the rose, I was super excited about that.
The next one-on-one date is with Becca. I just call her short-haired Becca.
Yeah.
Becca is 22 years old. Ari is 36. Now, before we get into that, there's a lot of people listening, Joy, who have great age differences. They've been married and happy a long, long time. You know, it's all about being happy. In this situation, what are your thoughts on this in particular?
They get along great, but I do think that age difference is going to cause issues. And I think he knows that. I really think he should have just ripped the Band-Aid off and sent her home last night. But he chose to keep her a little bit longer just to kind of see how it went. But I just think whenever you're in a situation like that and you're really looking for a wife and you have women who are older who could be wife material and that you have, you know, a connection with, that you need to, you know, cut ties there with the 22-year-old.
So we'll see how that goes with short hair Becca. But she did get a rose and she made it to the next round here. We get to the rose ceremony. There was no cocktail party, and that freaks all the women out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then Ari comes in there. Crystal grabs him in front of everybody and puts the whole rose ceremony on hold.
Yeah, I just think he should have just sent her home in that moment. I mean, he sees the red flags, you know. He needs to act upon those, and he should have just sent her home.
My relationship with Ari is very strong. Is he going to send home a woman who has a lot to offer? I don't think so.
Crystal?
Crystal,
will you
accept this rose?
Yes, love to.
I just can't even stand it anymore. I'm done with her.
I would have been so much happier if he had just sent her home.
Who do you think is standing out in your mind?
Right now, after last night's episode, which was much better than last week, I'm going to go with CN and Kendall. They're my two picks right now.
Babe, thank you for your outstanding analysis on The Bachelor Update, the most unrealistic reality show in all of television. We recap it for you here on Tuesday mornings. Nurse Joy, love of my life, you have a wonderful day, and I love you very much.
I love you, too.
Thank you, Joy. Hey, there it is. And honestly, for you who watch the show, I know Ann Connor up in DuCoins listening to me, Tiffany Shimkus over in Freemansburg, wherever you're at. That Crystal gal is probably... You know, as far as annoying characters go on the show, she's one of the tops right there. She's taking the trophy home.